This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 578. Happy Showniversary! Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures from Pops to Dorbs, Rides to Mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2017.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. And with me, I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a nice sunny day today, despite the, you know, air hurting my face. It was okay. No, not so much with the okay, because the air hurt my face. But, yeah, I don't know anymore. I'm cold.
So what you're saying is you're really looking forward to your trip south in a few weeks.
Yep.
Or, you know, just Wednesday when it gets nicer out here.
Yeah, Wednesday it's going to be a nice 0 degrees Celsius. That's 32 for all you Americans, which means it's t-shirt and shorts weather. Going to be driving with the windows down. It's going to be fantastic. As long as I'm not driving by any significant puddles, that's exactly what my plans are going to be.
I saw somebody on Twitter who thinks from like Arizona somewhere. It was somewhere in Arizona. Who was complaining how cold it was there. I looked up the temperature where they were. 25 Celsius. Plus 25, I should say. Not minus 25.
Oh my god. It's so
cold. And I'm like,
That's cold?
Like, I would be sweating. Like, I would literally be sweating at that in that heat.
25 degrees. I'm so cold. Oh no.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, okay. Anyways, we also have with us Fandeth. How you doing there, Fan?
Hi, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
There's a kitty that keeps meowing in the background. He wants attention.
I just realized that there's a little bit of synergy between your cat's name and your persona in World of Warcraft, as you are a warlock who gives cookies.
Oh. I didn't even realize that, but...
And I never drew that line. Apparently it was unintentional, but the line's been drawn now.
And I've been playing a warlock since before he was even thought of by other kitties.
So we'll just retcon it.
Okay.
That's why you named him Cookie.
Deal.
All right.
And he makes cookies. Yeah.
I think it kind of all falls apart there. Maybe. I don't know.
No, Frasley. Kittens do not come from the stork.
And the cave leads to the deepest, darkest pits of hell.
Oh, my.
That anyway. Went bad quick.
I don't like cats.
I get that.
It can't all be that bad. Come on.
They make me sneezy.
Oh, yes. I could see that.
Anyways, how was your weekend out there, Fan?
Oh, I got a legendary on my DK. I think it was a cape. Was it a cape? Yeah, it was a cape. It was the Archeris? Drapes? I can't pronounce it. Man, I'm garbage. But yeah, so my DK has its first legendary, which is pretty awesome. And I got... I think I was able to upgrade one of my rings as well, because I had enough of the tokens that you collect to do that.
Also in Taurus.
And Taurus.
You did that thing last week.
Did I? Was that last week?
Yes, it was.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Toasty. You know more about my WoW time than I do. So yeah, I cleared Antorus with our guild. Hardcore casual. Or casually... Yeah.
That's hardcore casual, casually hardcore, you know, whatever. Now, it was just a normal Medros, so don't worry, we didn't leave you out of the heroic kill.
Sorry.
I don't read. What else did I do? I ran out of resources on my DK, and I'm way, way, way low with the class hall resources on my warlock, because I've kind of been doing the mobile app and not playing the game as much as I should to get those things. But so I'm down to less than 15,000 now, I think, when I was at 60 at one point. That's really it. I mean, the Legos are the most fabulous part of the week for me, but other than that, there wasn't anything... Well, and then the raiding. But there wasn't anything super notable for me this week, this past week.
Cool. How about you, Josie?
Let's see. I did the normal raiding thing, so got that all cleared up again. Didn't get anything noteworthy from the normal kills, which sucks because I have four of those Pantheon trinket upgrade items, but no Pantheon trinket. And it's just sitting there taunting me in my bag like, ha, you suck, you don't have it. And now these items are just sitting uselessly here. Look at them. That's kind of... I feel like they're taunting me. And it's rude. I need someone to give me that trinket. The loot gods better be kind this week. That's all I'm saying. Or I better roll real well for my bonus roll. What else did I do? We also did the heroic rating thing. So on Tuesday we did all normal plus Garothi and Hounds. On the Tuesday night, and then we progressed through heroic for the rest of the boss. Well, for not the rest of the boss, we progressed through heroic on Friday night. So we got the other five bosses that we got down previously down. So that was fine. I ended up actually getting a Titan Forged heroic chest, which is fantastic. I think I'm sitting at a 951 item level now, so that's pretty cool. I'm enjoying that. I mean, I'm still near the bottom of the DPS charts, and in terms of performance, if you look at my Warcraft logs, I'm being apparently outperformed by a healer because she's like 99th percentile damage dealing.
You should probably tell her to stop. You look bad.
Maybe she's the reason for our kills, though.
That could be it too. I mean,
every little bit counts.
Well, exactly, and it's not an insignificant amount of DPS. It's, I think on the one fight where she ranked 99th. It was like 500,000 DPS.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, we progressed. We got the other five bosses that we had killed the previous week down. And then we pulled Heroic Verimathras. And that's a...
A doozy?
I mean, it's not a difficult fight per se. It's just you have to get the positioning exactly right. Because if you screw up with positioning, you're going to wipe... pretty much right away, which is what happened with us for the first couple of pulls. The tanks weren't positioned quite correctly, maybe a yard or two farther than what they did, and we were marking it out, and you know, something would happen and maybe they get moved or someone would get between whoever was getting the marker prey on them, so the tank would get knocked away. It was a whole thing, but we got it, which is the important bit. It took a while, and it was... I don't know, I actually really enjoyed the fight once we got all the kinks out, and that was the first time we pulled Heroic Verimathras, so getting it down, I think we spent about an hour and a half on him total. I mean, that's not bad. That's not terrible at all. So, yeah, now we're 8 of 11 for Antorus Heroic, and hopefully next week... we'll be able to get some pulls in on Coven. Now, Coven's the fight I'm not looking forward to at all. Oh my god. That's going to be a hectic fight. I mean, there's already so much going on in normal, and we struggled a bit in normal just because of the different mechanics that you have to deal with the Pantheon abilities, and they're gonna, I envision them being that much harder on heroic. And I don't know about the any additional abilities either, but I imagine, of course, there's going to be some. There's ads on heroic Angrimmar? Oh, I need to look at that fight. Why'd they do that? Just give me the single target fight on Angrimmar.
Because they want you to work
the intermission ads. Oh, it's intermission. See, Junks, you can't give me partial information in the chat. That's not cool, man. You're gonna make me freak out. Okay, I'm not worried anymore. Maybe. There's different mechanics, apparently. Maybe I should research that fight. It's probably a good idea. You know, Junks, just because you asked nicely, I'm not going to.
I think they were talking in Guild today that it looks like Drax back, or he logged in, so maybe he'll explain it.
Yeah, I did see him log in, but his explanation of it is going to be it's like normal, but harder. And that's all I have to say about that. I wonder if Drax still listens to the show.
Not anymore, apparently.
Sorry, Drax. Outside of the rating stuff, though, I actually got a bunch of other stuff done, just like non-rating thing. Because like one of the things I wanted to like do in WoW for the new year was just spend more time doing the other content. Because I feel like during this expansion, as I've stepped more into the rating playstyle, where that's my main focus, I haven't been exploring a lot of the other content. Like, I haven't fully explored Argus yet, for example. There's definitely a bunch of content, and I realize at this point, having completed the story bits in Argus, that it's mostly world quests and other stuff, but there's some rewards that I'd like to get that I haven't made any progress towards. So I'd like to start doing that. So I did a bunch of that on my warrior. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the time I spent not raiding on my warrior, which was cool. I also played on my priest a bunch, and I finished up the Order Hall campaign for my priest. So I got my fancy owl griffin mount thing. I think it's called the Seeker, which is cool in my books, because Seeker, Harry Potter. Yeah.
Very funny.
I'm pretty sure it's called the Seeker anyway. Nobody correct me. I'm gonna let that be my headcanon now. That was pretty much my week. Like I said, raiding and enjoying non-raiding content for the first time in a long time. What about you, Medros? What did you get up to?
Didn't do too much, just basically my basic stuff. It's really a pain in the butt to try and type on my keyboard on my laptop. Keys aren't where I expect them to be. It's not a mechanical keyboard like I'm used to. So it really just drives me crazy trying to play on it. Like, half the time I'm trying to like cast something and I'm walking backwards or forward, or it just drives me weird, drives me crazy, because I'm just not used to it. So just been doing basic stuff like keeping up with my use once a day a world quest completion stuff and that kind of stuff. I'm not working a lot at hardcore progress or anything like that. Just keeping up basically is my thing so far. But overall, it's been pretty good. I did hit level 40, which is nice. That was good. But that was another game altogether, so. What was that, Fan?
I was going to ask why you're using your laptop and not your computer.
I was getting tired of BSODs every time I tried to log in.
Oh. So why don't you plug your mechanical into your laptop?
No room on my desk for it.
What?
My laptop takes up most of my desk. It is what it is. It's not a big deal.
Turn your monitors the other way or something off to the side. I don't know.
If that was a possibility, trust me, I'd do it.
Ah.
It's really not that big a deal. It's just a matter of dealing and handling the way it is right now. And eventually in time, I will get everything where it needs to be. So it's frustrating for the short term, but in the long term, it will work better. So, just need to have time and energy and the effort to go in and actually, like, figure out what's wrong with my computer. So I go back to that.
I hear you on that. I've been having a bunch of computer problems lately, too. Thankfully, nothing like you. Out of nowhere, two of my USB drives, two of my USB ports, and my CD drive just don't have power to them anymore. And I have no idea why. There's no good reason for that. They just stopped working one day. And yeah, I could take it apart and try to figure it out, but at the same time, when's the last time I used a CD on this computer? And I have 8 other USB ports that I can use. So two missing won't hurt me that much. It's just horrifically inconvenient.
Yeah, I can definitely understand the inconvenience of that. Yeah, for me, like, I just want to be able to play on my computer, spend a lot of money on it, would like to be able to use it again sometime soon. Be real nice if I could do that. But we'll see what happens. And yeah, so due to computer stuff, I haven't been able to play to the degree that I would like, but I'm hoping to get back to that in due time. But otherwise, yeah, just been doing basics and, like I said, dinged 40 in another game. So that was a lot of my effort this week. So I guess next up we talk about our first sponsor, I guess. Our newest sponsor is great folks over at Funko. They are like the number one creator of Funko vinyl figures. And they make characters from all kinds of universes. Lately, they've been focusing on, in the Blizzard world at least, Overwatch. The last couple of waves, like 2 or 3 waves they've done have been Overwatch ones. I'm hoping eventually they'll do like an actual like WoW dedicated one, because that'd be really cool. For now, it's, yeah. It's going to be just Overwatch, but I think Overwatch Wave 3 is coming out soon, which will be really cool. I'm personally hoping to have a shelf up soon so I can actually like put all my Funkos on a shelf. That'd be really cool. I have a lot of them. Way a lot of them. Whether you are looking for ones from Blizzard games, like Overwatch, World of Warcraft, Diablo, Heroes of the Storm, and so on, or other stuff like Star Wars, Star Trek, even like King of the Hill and Big Bang Theory. Like there's all kinds of Funko Pops out there. If you go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018, you can check out their online shop and use the code SHOP10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. And again, SHOP10 to save 10%. We thank Funko for support of the show. So what's going on this week?
Wait, just one quick question. Do the King of the Hill Pops come with propane or propane accessories?
I am unaware of that.
Well, it's a missed opportunity if they don't. I'm just saying.
They probably do. It could be like a barbecue brush. That'd be legit.
Is that really a propane accessory, though? Or
yes!
Or is it more of a barbecue accessory? I'm just saying.
A regulator?
There you go.
So anyways, yes, this week in WoW, not a lot of stuff, and apparently I can't spell, because the second note that I have here, I spelled things wrong. But anyways, the pet battle bonus event starts tomorrow, and that runs for a week from January 26th to the 22nd. Wow, it's January. I don't know why that just hit me, but, I mean, we've been talking about that for a couple weeks now. 3 weeks, actually. Well, not on the show, but in general, because today's Blue Monday. Also coming, I guess, on the weekend? I don't even know. Days. Yeah, oh no, Sunday. So from January 21st to the 23rd is a mini holiday, Call of the Scarab. So anybody that's done AQ or been in the original opening of Encourage, the gong, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's celebrating your efforts there. Definitely go check that out if you're interested. And the only other thing going on this week is Antorus, Seat of the Pantheon, opens January 16th, so that's tomorrow. And there's a little bit more news on Antorus, Medros?
There's nothing to talk about. There's no news about Antares or anything to do with that. There's no news this week. I think we're pretty much done with the show, aren't we?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, we have to give away the anniversary stuff, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that'll take like 5 seconds.
Really?
I'm sure we almost never have answers to the question of the week. Even when giving away prizes, I'm sure we have very few answers this week.
Yeah.
All right. So, in case you haven't heard, Blizzard decided in light of the anniversary of All Things Azeroth that they are releasing the patch tomorrow.
It's nice of them to do it the day after the anniversary so as to not overshadow.
Well, I mean, they want people to celebrate the anniversary of All Things Azeroth, and then tomorrow when everybody's kind of, you know, woken up
from their stupor. The after party?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it'd be rude of them to release it today because people would possibly still be hungover from the party. And we don't want that.
We're having a party? No, why didn't anybody tell me there was a party?
I'm sorry you didn't get the memo. I was sure I sent it to you. That was at Toasty at allthingsazeroth.com, right?
Yeah, I think. I'm pretty sure that's my email address. Yeah, that's my email address.
That's TOASTEE, right?
No! That's the wrong one.
But yes, tomorrow is patch day, which was announced today. And that kind of throws me a little bit, because I'm like, I thought we were trying to go towards, like, advance notice a little bit here and there.
That is advance notice. It's like a whole half day.
Okay. All right. So, the big new feature of this patch is the extra 4 bags you get from the Blizzard Authenticator, right?
I think that's a fabulous perk. Although Toasty and I were reading about it today, and it's not just the Authenticator that you need, it's also the SMS Protect as well, so it's the combination of the two. But you get four extra bag slots, which is fabulous.
Hmm.
And to answer the inevitable questions about the cost of the Authenticator and the SMS Protect, they are both free.
So Unless you don't have a smartphone.
Yeah. Provided that you have a smartphone, it is free. And if you don't have a smartphone, you could probably just use an old iPod. I think. I don't know.
Well, the SMS Protect. Oh, I guess any sort of mobile.
Yeah, the SMS Protect. As long as you have a cell phone, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow, you'll get that. So, and if you're, I assume that if you've already got that attached to your account, like I do, then you'll just get the four slots. So it'll be what, a 20? What is it right now? Is it 12 or 16?
20 slot.
So it's 16 right now. So it'll be 20. Yay!
Yay!
20 slots.
Those extra four would be able to hold like four stacks of herbs or four stacks of, well, not gold because that goes somewhere else. But
well, no, it could be gold ore. Come on, Fen.
Oh. That's pretty. Yeah. No, you're right.
See, I'm thinking. It happens on occasion.
Thinking's good. I know you warriors don't do a lot of that because you're too often being hit in the head to think, so it's good to know
you think. At least we're busy doing something. Pal will just spend all day asking the light to help them out with something.
All right.
Light, please show me the way. Light up the bathroom.
Okay. All right, then. Show me the way to the bathroom. All right, then.
I said light up the bathroom. Come on, pay attention, man.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, light up the bathroom. Actually, that'd be really handy, actually, now that I think about it.
I love it. Oh my god.
Anybody out there who does comics, we need a comic of this now. a paladin in their judgment robe, bathrobe, going to the bathroom and you know, muttering to the light to light the bathroom for them.
Show me the way.
Wow.
Okay, I think I'm not good. All right, I'm good. I'm fine.
I dispute that strongly. All right, so we've now lost Toasty for the rest of the show while he giggles away. Fan, how about you tell us about the patch notes for this patch?
Well, one thing that I didn't realize this until just now is Wisdom of the Four Winds to be able to fly in Pandaria, Cold Weather Flying to be able to fly in Northrend, and the Flight Master's License to be able to fly in Azeroth are no longer needed. So any of the special flying things you don't need, just expert flying will do it. The exception for that is anything that you need for Pathfinder to be able to fly on Draenor and the Broken Isles. You still need to get those achievements, but you won't have to spend all that money on those other things. Once you have expert riding, then you're good to go.
All that money. It's like 5,000 gold for the most expensive one, isn't it?
I don't remember. I think I don't know.
I don't remember anymore.
5,000 for the 310 flying, maybe?
Oh, so you still need that.
To fly fast, yes. But there's like the 280 flying or whatever, the slow flying,
right.
I guess.
Right, yeah.
Or medium flying.
Medium flying?
I don't know.
I'd like to get my Flight Master's license with the sight of medium flying.
Would you like to upsize that to a large
flight?
No, I think
light.
I think I'm good.
I'm watching my weight.
Can I also get a children's size just land mount training?
No. For Frasley, you get the smaller or child size.
See, that's the slow land. That's the slow land transportation.
Oh, right. So
the children's one's fast land transportation. Oh man. But yeah, that was unexpected. I don't remember reading anything about this in earlier talks about what was changing in 7.3.5, and it's, I mean, honestly, we're at the point where locking the flying in those particular bits of content didn't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider that if once you hit the appropriate level and got flying in Azeroth, I mean, you go from being able to fly in Azeroth to, you go from being able to fly in Azeroth in Hellfire Peninsula and all that other stuff. It's like, oh, wait, no, I can't fly no more. And just needlessly slows down the leveling process there.
Yeah, that would be kind of jarring. Just looking now, the expert riding is only 250 gold, but the artisan is what gives you the 280%, and the master gives you the 310, and those are each 5,000 gold. The expert is only 150%, so you'll fly, but you'll fly slow.
So yeah, I don't know, I think that's a pretty good change. I'm interested to see if they, as we go on, lift the restrictions on flying for Draenor and Broken Isles. I don't know if they, it'd be hard to justify that with the achievements tied to them, but I guess they could just convert those to legacy achievements and then
give it to everybody. I don't think they will. You don't need to fly.
Well, you don't need to fly, but now we can just straight up fly everywhere up until Draenor. Same argument could have been made for that content.
Yeah, but were those just locked behind money, or were there other achievements?
Yeah, that was just a gold thing back then.
Yeah. So, for the Draenor and Broken Isles, it's like an achievement unlock, but it's count-wide. For the other ones, you have to pay for that on every tune, so...
Yeah, and, you know, that's fine, but I guess it would only really affect brand new players, and that's... I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it realistically won't affect a large amount of people. And they might just be blitzing through that content fast enough where they don't worry about having to fly there. I mean, and it's less of a concern, I think, with the Broken Isles, just because there are so many other ways of getting around without flying, with the whistle thing, and... Well, if you're a warrior, you got a teleport thing to each of the zones. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do with Draenor and Broken Isles further down the road. Right now, I'm perfectly fine with them still being there as restrictions.
Yeah.
Just because they're both fairly newer bits of content.
Yeah.
The current and previous expansion.
That's true. And the other expansions are way past.
Exactly.
And I mean, logically, flying in those two continents, the benefit of that is now lost because you were spending a lot more time there before. Whereas now you are, you know, as soon as you hit level, you're gone.
I mean, that's not necessarily true, though. Especially with the leveling changes that are coming in 7.3.5. Now you can spend the entirety of level 61 till 80 in Northrend. And the entirety of...
80 to 100
in Pandaria.
Yeah, you make a good point there. I guess we'll have to wait and see what they decide to do.
One of the other things that I thought was super cool when I saw a tweet about it, I think, last week. All zones, like all previous zones, are getting story chapters in 7.3.5. So instead of the thing where, oh, you have to finish 35 quests to get the lore master of this zone or whatever, you have to go through the story chapters. And so you'll see that, like, there's a story arc for that zone. And then having the group leveling experience, or the leveling experience that you were just talking about, and then having the story chapters, it makes it fit a lot better. So you actually want to do the entire zone story instead of being like, oh, I hit 35, time to go off to this other zone and not finish this story and not see, especially for new players, like, it's, or if you're playing a different faction, like for me, leveling Alliance, I skipped so much stuff on Alliance because I was just leveling so fast. That's back when I leveled my DK, Excited Alliance DK, that's, I think, stuck at 90 now, but, or, I don't think 100, maybe 95. And so I would just keep burning ahead and skipping ahead of stuff and not really getting the whole Alliance storyline. And I find that, like, lately I've been more enthralled in watching the story and seeing how things change. Especially with a different faction or a different class or a different zone, actually.
Another good thing with this change in the change of how they track your quest progression in each zone is it's going to be easier to figure out if you're one of those people chasing Loremaster. It's going to be easier to figure out where you left off.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah,
like before, like, oh, I've completed 81 out of 117 quests. Okay. What's the last quest I did?
Yeah. So, in the past, to try to hit Loremaster, I had to get an add-on, like a quest helper or something, and it would tell me what I was missing in Stranglethorn Vale. But now, it'll show where I was in the breadcrumbs, and then I can go look it up on Wowhead, and boom, you're done.
Yeah, you can be like, okay, I'm at this chapter, and like, oh, well, now I know I need to go here.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Super cool change. Great quality of life change.
Mm-hmm. And it just it brings everything in line. When did they start doing that? They started doing that in Warlords, right?
I think so. Or no, maybe Mop had it.
I feel like maybe Mop still had number of quests.
Okay. Well, I guess they had the chapters as well, but maybe it was still number of quests. But I think you're right.
I mean, yeah, it helps bring the rest of the game in line with the content that they've been putting out lately, where they're measuring your progression in story chapters. Which also means you know which quests you can skip, because there are definitely going to be skippable quests, and they're like, oh, okay, so this random quest is just, give me this thing. I'm struggling to think of a terrible example. But it has nothing to do with this story, so I don't have to worry about it. Okay, so Frazzy just looked at his achievements, and Mist did have chapters.
Ah, but Wrath, I don't think Wrath did.
Cataclysm still had, you know, do 3,000 quests.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Cataclysm had the whole, I have to redo everything.
And I just realized we've been talking about the leveling changes in 735, but we haven't actually, like, we've been talking about changes that surround the leveling changes in 735, but we haven't actually addressed the leveling changes that are coming in 735. So, 735, we got a whole change to the leveling experience, so you can pretty much progress from 1 to 60 in... I think it's 1 to 60. I can't recall exactly now that I'm thinking about it. But you're free to go whatever zone you want, which is fantastic. And you can hit 60 there, and then you can skip Burning Crusade and go right to Northrend. Level from 60 to 180 there, and I think... After that, you hit Kata and Mop, and you can choose which zones and stories you want to experience to get to up until level 100, and then Warlords of Draenor is still 100 to 1, it's still 92. Wow. What's our level cap now? 120? 110? I can't remember now.
120 for the next 100.
Okay, so you can hit 92, 100... in Draenor, and then you can level to 110 in Legion. So that's how the leveling experience kind of plays out right now. Unsure if that'll change come Battle for Azeroth. I guess we'll have to wait for the beta to come, whenever that's coming. What else is changing in 735? Ulduar! Our almost show title. We haven't talked about Ulduar yet. Ulduar time walking is very much a thing, and with the changes to Ulduar to make it available for time walking, there's going to be a bunch of Ulduar-related achievement changes. So, as we talked about previously, the meta achievements for both 10 and 25 man Ulduar are being combined into one, and assuming you've met the criteria for both of those, and if you didn't have the Protodrakes before, you're going to get them when you log in tomorrow. Which reminds me, I need to check to see if between the two I have enough to finish that off. I feel like I might.
I'm still not getting on that. I know I've done some of that, but not nearly enough.
I think if anything, I'm missing Alone in the Dark. Was that part of the meta?
I don't think so. I think Alone in the Dark was just required. It was. The drop, or the mount drop, but I think One Light was required for the meta.
Okay, I might have One Light then. So yeah, I might wake up to two more mounts.
Yay!
Two of the Protodrake mounts I wanted became unavailable soon after I got to the point where I could possibly get them.
Aww. Which ones were they?
They were the Nax Protodrake mounts.
Oh. I don't even know if I have those. I imagine I do, but...
Yeah, I remember looking at them like, oh, I just wanted them because they had cool names. One was like the Plague Protodrake or something like that. I was like, I want it because the name's cool. And now I'll never have it, and I'm upset.
I wonder if that's something that could be on the Black Market Auction House.
I'd imagine so. I'd also imagine I need to have gold to bid anything on the black
market. Yeah, that's house. True.
I hear gold is required for black market auction house, yeah.
Lots
and
lots
One of gold. Day, maybe.
Well, I mean, you can just buy lots of tokens.
I mean, I already do. I'm pretty sure I bought one on Friday and sold it. I remember looking at it anyway and trying to decide if I should. What other changes are coming in 7.3.5? Legendaries! Oh, I forgot about the legendary thing. The fact that you can, you know, just buy a legendary token in 7.3.5. Yeah, it's like called the Purified Titan Essence. So it's going to cost you 1,000 Awakening Essences. And what it does, it'll give you a chance to get a legendary for your character. I believe it's...
For your spec, I think it is.
It's for your spec. So, yay! I heard you want RNG in your RNG, so here's some more RNG.
I wonder if that will branch out to be legendaries outside of your spec, and if you have all the legendaries for your class, if you'll get legendaries for... Oh, the tokens for the... I don't know. Is it... How does it work if you have all the legendaries... And it wants to drop a legendary for you. Is it that token that?
Okay. Well, actually, it actually does detail here. So, if you're still missing legendaries for your spec, you'll obtain one of the missing ones. If you have obtained all legendaries for your spec but are still missing legendaries for your class, you'll get one of those at random. And if you've got all the legendaries for your class, you'll receive one of the bind on account tokens for a different class.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, a class you actually have.
I mean, not necessarily.
That would be really stupid.
Yeah, but I feel like it's happened.
I'm sure it has, just it'd be stupid.
I can't remember who in our guild was talking about it, but somebody in our guild was mad about that because they got a token for a class they don't have a level cap tune of.
Yeah, I'd put a ticket in for that. I'm like, why did you give me a warlock one? I have no warlocks. I do not have a single warlock on my entire account.
Well, time to roll one.
RNG's RNG, man. That's...
Yeah, but the RNG should be within something that's actually usable.
I mean, one could argue that if you're at the point in your main character where you've got all the legendaries, you're not going to put a lot of time into making another character viable.
Probably not, no.
But still. And I guess they're also tripling, I think. The acquisition of Awakening Essences?
Yeah, you'll get six times as many as you do now.
It's not tripling, sextupling. Or tripling then doubling. Or doubling then tripling.
Yep, one of those things.
I'm pretty sure the math works out there. Yep. Don't at me.
That'd be at Toasty Posty Cam on Twitter?
No, I said don't at me. Do not at me.
That would be spelled T-O-A-S-T. Oh, man, I'm just really out of it.
I know, you're just giving as good as you got.
And then, I don't know if you mentioned upgrading your current legendaries for 300 of the Awakening Essences, which right now it's 100, isn't it?
Yeah, you need 100.
Upgrading them to 1,000. All right.
No, you need 50.
You need 50?
Yeah, 50 to 50 to.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, it's still going to cost change. It's still the same investment tomorrow as it is today.
Yeah, I wonder if the 35 I have is going to get times 6 or if I'll just be at a loss.
I'd imagine you're taking the loss there.
Boo.
Yeah, I have... I think I'm close to 50. I know that. So it's probably going to take me a while.
I think I just upgraded my third to 1,000. And then I had another one drop.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've updated all legendaries that are worth equipping for me.
Yeah.
So, meh. Whatever. To not go into too many spoilers, there's something going on in Silithus. More than we've already seen. That's it.
I hadn't heard any of this. I heard it's a dead zone. Nobody should go there ever.
Especially don't go there if you haven't done the Mage Tower. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Now, here's a question I have, because I was a bit confused by this, but do you need to have actually done Antorus to have that be something, or can you go there even if you haven't done Antorus?
What I'm going to imagine is happening, similar to what happened with the appearance of Argus in the sky for 7.2, is with the release of the final wing of Antorus on Raidfinder, we're going to see those changes in the world that people who have completed Antorus will have seen already.
Yeah, it says here, players who have completed Antorus will be summoned to your capital cities, from which you'll travel to Silithus to investigate stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and it says look for this new quest line upon logging in, so just don't take that quest line.
Well, yeah, because like the final wing of Antorus opens tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So it should, logically speaking, be open for some people tomorrow anyway.
And imagine they'd open it up later on for everybody else. Probably
with like the pre-patch or something like that.
I don't imagine they're going to wait till the pre-patch. They'll probably just give it some time.
Yeah, maybe. There's also another battleground, Seething Shore.
Yep, where we fight over a precious new resource in a 10VT battleground. Yay, more PvP! Another battleground, that's what people have been wanting. People, like, when's the last time we had a new battleground? Did we get one in Draenor?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
I wonder if you get Azerite from that, if you get Azerite and it works towards the next expansion.
Ah! Which means
wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. Which means this is where I'm going to say, if that's the case, I'm going to get Azerite. I'm going to go get me some Azerite. But in reality, I'm probably not going to do that. I'll say I'm going to do it.
Does doing this stuff in Silithus, is that where we sacrifice our weapons?
I was trying to avoid saying that.
Well, okay, we know we're keeping them up. We already said we're not keeping them after this expansion.
Right.
Maybe.
Whatever.
We can talk about that, actually. As long as we don't get into specifics as to why we're doing that.
I don't know specifics of why we're doing that, so I can't get into specifics of why we're doing
that. Yeah, so basically, avoid Silithus if you want to do your Mage Tower and get the appearance, because you won't be able to do it after you do that questline in Silithus.
I have no intention to do the Mage Tower at all. I've tried 4 times, I gave up.
I think I've tried... I'm well over 50 attempts.
I wonder if that gets tracked in your character logs.
I hope not. I feel like there was something else that I wanted to talk about. There's a bunch of stuff coming.
Holidays? Holidays available at all players starting at level 20. And then the items that drop in the dungeon will scale to your current level. I thought that was a thing already.
It was only a thing for certain holidays.
Oh, and for certain levels, maybe?
Maybe? Can't recall now. Maybe that
sounds right. And then the selfie camera, they've added some different backgrounds, but you have to figure out how to unlock them. So Argus in the Sky, Twilight Sky, Shaw Sky, Firelands Sky, and Frostmourne Sky.
I think it's the big news of this patch.
Do you even use your selfie cam? I haven't used it forever.
I use it here and there sometimes.
I use it when I want to be obnoxious.
You guys talked about the achievements for the Alduar achievements. And I went and looked it up and confirmed that Glory of the Alduar Raider just needs one light.
Woo! Doesn't need I got it then. That'll compare the rest of my achievements, see if I get it.
Good job. So, we know that this patch will bring in the data and the code for allied races, the cutscenes and such that have been reported before. They haven't said anything about that actually being available, right?
Correct.
Okay. I didn't think they had, but I wanted to make sure. Because I may have missed it. You never know.
There was another change. I'm not going to go into details on it, but there was some balance changes for... not balance druid, but class balance changes for lower level characters to kind of help out with leveling. So that you're not too strong or not too weak. And also, apparently, all dungeons will now reward personal loot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So nobody to ninja your epics.
Epics, rares.
Oh, and then another note here is uncommon, rare, and epic quality items now have the same potential item budget at every item level. Weapons, blah, 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 blah. Changes the lower power level items and armor to modern standards. All items above the item level 463 have always functioned this way. Sorry for just reading that verbatim, but I thought that was interesting. Just basically quality of life changes to standardize things, especially for people that level new characters and etc. like that.
I would love if we see a beta or an alpha of Battle for Azeroth soon, because, like, after this, I mean, Antorus is open. I'm worried people are going to start getting bored, to be honest.
But what about, like, Emerald Sanctum? That might be a thing.
So those got blown up, man. Read the books. Oh, never mind.
That was a play on Ruby Sanctum, but...
I know.
We're aware.
Mentioning to Gil in the chat room. Bronze Sanctum. Let's go with that.
I see what you did there.
Oh. Well. I don't know. Leave me alone.
Fell Sanctum. Fell Sanctum. So I think that was pretty much it for the news. I mean, honestly, 7.35 was the biggest and only bit of news we got this week. But there's a bunch of cool little changes that are happening there, and I'm looking forward to experiencing most of them. Let's see how much I PvP this time around.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't know that a lot of these really impact me too much. I don't have any of the toys affected. The selfie camera, I don't know, we'll see.
Leveling?
All my characters are max level right now. All the characters I actually play are max level right now. My Tauren might see the leveling stuff improve his prospects a little bit here and there, but not significantly, I don't think, because he will probably get boosted.
That's fair.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. All right. Well, on that note, let us move along then. And that's pretty much all the news that we have. So let's, I guess, talk about our second sponsor, shall we?
All right. Our second sponsor are the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. And today we are going to play a clip from the last available book in the Magic 2.0 series. That is Fight and Flight.
The eight of us have been killed a combined total of 67 times, Jeff said. This strikes me as a problem. A youngish man in a silver sequined robe raised his hand. I'm not a school teacher, Martin. If you have a question, you can just ask. Martin glanced around at his friends, wearing their wizard robes and hats, seated in a cluster of chairs in Jeff's home. A small, unassuming blue hut that, thanks to a magical portal he'd created and a much larger hut out in the woods, appeared to be bigger on the inside than it was on the outside. Jeff stood at the front of the room addressing them. Martin said, "Sorry, the whole thing just kind of gave me a Hogwarts vibe." "That's fine. Anyway, I don't have a question so much as a statement. None of us is dead."
So once again, that was Fight and Flight, Book 4 in the Magic 2.0 series, written by Scott Meyer, narrated by Luke Daniels. You can find that, the rest of the series, and many other books over at bit.ly/ATA2017. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show. And can I just say, I appreciated the references to both Doctor Who and Harry Potter.
I put this in the chat, but I'll say it out loud as well. That line in this book made me laugh so hard. Because there's not a lot of books you can read that have a line like, we've been killed a combined 47 times. I'm like, yeah, but wow, yeah, you guys got to really get your guys act together.
I just, like I said, I enjoyed both the Harry Potter references and the Doctor Who reference. I feel like the choice of making that hut blue was deliberate.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there.
Yes, I believe it was. Yeah, it's a really good series. I don't know where he is on another book, though.
Well, he's got time, because I just started the first book today, because I finally finished my read/re-listen of Harry Potter.
Okay.
So I'm about halfway through book one.
I was going to say, that'll take you a while, but then I remembered who I was talking to, so.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I listen to at work. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, Scott Meyer writes some really good books. I commend him for a lot of fun reading there. But yeah, definitely check him out, and again, thanks to Audible for that. All right. So, our question of the week from last week was, what is your New Year's resolution for WoW? And we got a few answers here. So the first answer from Frasley is, mine is getting a druid to 110. I am saddened to hear, Frasley, that is not a paladin, but druid's not bad. Hutchie says, mine is to just play my own way and hope they stop making us have to play with people.
And Redzian said, my resolution is to have a 110 for every class, 3 more to go, and get a class mounts for each. Also, get all the Mage Tower appearances for my druid. 1 down, 3 to go. Nick Z says, finish Rogue and Demon Hunter class stories. Complete Alliance Race prereqs. Make enough gold to pay for my sub.
And Metasong says, I want to get flying. I want to finish leveling my Rogue and my Horde Druid to 110 and also to be more active in RP and my guild. Erlina says, level all the things. I may or may not have had a relapse of my alcoholism. Sorry to hear that you're off the wagon, Erlina.
And it looks like...
our thoughts are with you.
Tokens in North America are currently 170,000 gold. So, that's... spendy.
Burb. Shop. Okay. World of Warcraft... tokens. Where are the tokens?
Anyways, so as I said last week, we are giving away a prize as it is our anniversary. 11 years of doing a podcast about World of Warcraft. Not too shabby, I guess. And as we only got 6 answers for our question of the week this week, the random.org is real easy on this one. It actually came up with number 1. So Frasley is the winner, and he will get a World of Warcraft Funko Pop. Frasley, I'll be in touch.
Yay, congrats.
Congrats, Frasley.
So do you guys have a or we said ours last week, right? Our New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
I don't remember what mine is.
All right. Neither do I. Next week's question is, are you going to try out the new leveling experience right away or wait for the Allied Races? Maybe.
I am probably going to wait for the Allied Races because I want that Spellbreaker armor for the Void Elves. I'm leveling a Void Elf just so I can re-change my main to a Void Elf.
And for me, most of my characters are over 90. I have the Pandaren that's waiting why can't I remember things? My goodness, my memory just sucks. To do Ulduar at level 80, Algolon. Yeah, I still want to do that. Yeah. So, if I do... try out the new leveling experience, it'll probably be on an allied race. But that's a big if. I don't know if I will. That's a lie. I probably will. Majos?
Yeah, I'm here.
He said baby.
I said
baby. Pay attention, fan.
I heard God. It. It didn't resonate. Well, we look forward to hearing everybody else's next week.
Absolutely. Now, moving along.
Did we have an email? I thought there was an email there somewhere. Or am I crazy?
Was there?
There was, but it's something we need to discuss. Wasn't meant for the...
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that offline.
Maybe an idea.
Well, we're always online. That's our primary mode of communication.
Off air.
Off the live.
Let's see. Shoutouts. Guild shoutouts this week. So, the guild shoutouts for some of our people. Unfortunately, we have some new people who should be getting theirs, but they didn't give me anything to read. So, I don't have anything to read for them, unfortunately. It's, Toasty, why don't you read the first one?
Oh, wait, this is actually me, isn't it?
Yeah.
yeah, so Hardcore Casuals over on Dalaran on the Alliance side, we're a fantastic group. I'm not exactly sure. I don't think we're looking for any role specifically. But hey, if you just want to hang out in-game and run a bunch of Mythic Pluses or do whatever, give us a shout. You can talk to Junks or you can track me down and I'll put you in touch with Junks. One of the two. We'll get you hooked up.
All right. And, of course, the other one is the Daily Frostwolf, our good friend Navimi, who has a really awesome blog over at at frostwolves.blogspot.ca.com, wherever you want to go, you'll get there for your country. And some really fun stuff, some really great reads there. Definitely check her blog out. And we thank Toasty, Navimi, as well as our two new sponsors in the $10 reward tier, Lee and Thomas, for their support. And hopefully we can read their messages next month for their second pledges, because they haven't read me theirs yet. So Lee and Thomas, let me know what you got, because your message is here if you give it. So thanks for being supporters of the show. Now, for our shoutouts of the week, mine are going to be twofold, and more complicated than they usually are. So, if you guys remember, it was a couple years ago, after BlizzCon, I had interviewed a cosplayer that I had met there named Mike Biasi. He had done a super awesome Grom costume. I think he was actually in the contest the next year, and maybe even this year, with the same costume. He had that year, unfortunately, overheated on his way from his hotel to the convention center and was not able to make his judging time and therefore could not participate in the contest. Unfortunately, Mike, a few days ago, suffered a stroke and is currently in a coma. There is a GoFundMe campaign out there if you want to donate to help support him and his family, covering medical bills and recovery. He is in the States, so that does not come cheap. And our thoughts are with Mike and his family as he's currently in a coma, and hopefully he makes it through and recovers well. This next one is, I think, personal to a lot of us. But now, Toasty, you said you had tried to send this through in Skype the other day.
Yeah, my message failed, apparently.
Toasty just told me that Mike passed away, so I tried to look for an update. I couldn't find one on his condition. So our thoughts are with Mike's family as they try and grieve. The other one I was trying to mention is I saw on Facebook the other day that Kat Metzen, wife of Chris Metzen, had made a note that he had had spinal surgery the other day and is recovering. He's going to be in a neck brace for a couple of months. So our thoughts go to him and his family as he recovers from his surgery, and hopefully whatever the cause of the surgery was able to be rectified.
Sorry, the whole thing with Mike was very sobering. I can't think of anything else to say.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I found something on Twitter from about 20 minutes ago. That sucks. Oh, yeah. I wish all the best to his family and those that were close to him. Seems like he had a positive impact on a lot of people's lives. And, you know, I hope that people remember him fondly. And, oh, man. I can't really think of any other words right now.
Yeah, I'm sad by that update. I looked for an update earlier and I couldn't find one. And yeah, it looks like that was announced a little while ago. So if you are a fan of his cosplay, if you saw his cosplay on the BlizzCon stream or any of the pictures from BlizzCon, you undoubtedly couldn't have missed Grommash Hellscream from BlizzCon. You know, if you can donate, I'm sure the family could use it. And our thoughts go to his family. Yeah, I'm not sure what else to say, but any other shoutouts?
I think that's probably it to leave it there.
Alright, I'll do the outro today. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, our number is 1-785-ATA-WOW-5. That's 1-785-282-9695. You can send us emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. If you like what we do here, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. On Twitter, you can find us at allthingsaz, at Medros for myself, at Fandeth, that's PHANDETH, and at Toasty Posty Can. And you can find the network on Twitter at Dawnforge. You can join our new BattleNet group at bit.ly/BNATATA. And please check out other shows from the Dawnforge Productions Network, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse. So we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of life.
See ya.
Good night, everybody.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.